Perform 2020, the new Air France KLM Group strategic plan for the next 5 years. In a rapidly changing world, in a hyper-competition situation that is strangling us, where customers have access to a virtually unlimited choice, we need to regain our leadership position. In what kind of environment is Air France KLM right now? Let's look at the figures. Despite a slow global economy, the industry giants are reporting very strong margins and now carry more customers than our group. The demand is there. Air traffic will grow by 4% per year over the next 15 years between Europe and the rest of the world. But this traffic is highly coveted and hardly accessible to us. We will need to be extremely competitive to take advantage of this growth. In Europe, the low-cost airlines are tightening their grip. Their market share increased to 45%, while the Air France KLM Group only has 7% of the market. This growth is mainly built around very low fares, too low for the group to be able to do the same. And that's not all. These airlines are attacking our main markets, France and the Netherlands, where they still have strong growth ambitions. They are changing their business model to conquer our business customers. In the East, the Gulf Airlines are invading our long-haul network and the spirit of our customers. Their market shares are growing at a phenomenal rate, especially in Asia and Oceania. Just look at the increase in their long-haul fleet in the coming years. By 2023, Emirates will have 140 A380. Our historical competitors have been restructuring at the same time as us and are continuing to do so. Moreover, they boast spectacular ambitions. After drastic efforts, IAG has returned to strong profitability and is massively developing its low-cost Vueling throughout Europe. Lufthansa also has better margins and is continuing its effort with its score plan. Lufthansa is concentrating on its low-cost development in Europe and more recently on long-haul too. With this variety of offers, customers are and will be even more demanding and expect a high quality of service and a low price, a challenge that we have to face. Overall, all the studies show that Air France has costs in the order of 20 to 40% higher than the others in the sector, whatever the area of activity. On long haul, our strength, we are only competitive in some areas of the world. The development of the network is limited because it can only be done if routes are profitable. As for operations, with 38% of flights showing D0 punctuality, we rank last but one among major European airlines. As far as customer satisfaction is concerned, thanks to the move upmarket, early indicators are clearly on the rise. On low-cost routes, Transavia will expand to become the leading low-cost carrier to Europe from Paris, but it is still far less profitable than EasyJet and much less than Ryanair. Here again, we need to control our costs. Other areas of activity, such as short-haul and cargo, need to finalize their model and return to break-even. Competitiveness and restructuring efforts are still required if we are to return to a growth situation. For its part, Air France Industries KLM Engineering and Maintenance is world number two, well positioned to attract new customers. But we need to be careful in this sector where competition is increasing and market prices and margins are decreasing. Even if we have made obvious progress over the last 3 years with Transform 2015 by lowering our costs, our competitors have also made considerable efforts. We must continue and go even further. Our survival depends on it. Air France's situation remains extremely fragile, and we should be concerned. Our 2014 results are negative once again. Even if it decreased, our debt reached 2 billion euros at the end of 2014. What is new is our unit revenue is experiencing an unprecedented decrease with increasing capacity within the industry. In 2015, it is essential for us to return to profit to reach our objectives. A further decline in unit costs of 1.5% per year, which is equivalent to the efforts made within the framework of Transform. An operating profit of 700 million euros, corresponding to operating margins of 4-5%. This will enable us to withstand the competition and invest more than 1 billion euros per year in the renewal of our fleet and in the continuous improvement of our products. Perform 2020, a plan drawn up together to guide our actions up to 2020. The construction of Perform 2020 has begun. Each area of activity or cluster compares its own costs to those of the industry and draws up its strategic plan with all of its teams. Our Perform 2020 plan is based on 4 interrelated ideas that will guide all of our new projects up to 2020. Develop profitable and sustainable growth. Develop profitable activities and restructure loss-making sectors to regain growth margins. Be competitive. Improve our operational performance, starting with punctuality. We must constantly compare ourselves with others and have the same level of costs as the rest of the sector to be able to regain our leadership in Europe. Be customer-focused. Continuously invest in our products, in the move-up market, and provide a caring attitude so that our customers choose us without hesitation. Change our way of working. Choose what really matters. Continue to simplify the way we work to make the company even more reactive in a completely safe way.